And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
You've seen him on Nat Geo. They did a taboo show about things that are taboo, but about this dog, guy who thinks he's a dog or wants to be a dog. We're going to find out because I don't know. I've heard different things. He wants to actually...
What breed?
I'm not sure. We're going to find it. Let's get him on the phone. We have Boomer. Hey, Boomer, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm going to call you Boomer because that's what you want to be called, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like the name Boomer the dog.
Are you, you're trying to legally change your name to Boomer the dog, is that correct?
Yep. Back in 2010, I went to court, my local court here, and petitioned them to change my name to Boomer the dog, which, well, they didn't accept it, and I got turned down. I went and appealed it, but I got turned down again. And I want to try again, you know, with some new evidence and things like that.
Why do they keep turning you down?
Well, it was two times they, you know, appeal in the original one. But they, I don't know, they just said that the reason they gave was that the, you know, I would call emergency services and I would bark that my name was Boomer the dog, and they wouldn't believe it. So.
Well, you know, they do have a valid point there.
That's
well,
ridiculous.
I don't know. You know, my counter to that is that, well, everything would be on their screen. So if I barked I was Boomer the dog at this address, they would have it right there.
Yeah.
Let's get down to brass tacks right here.
Okay.
Do you want to be a dog? Do you think you're a dog? What is the whole thing? Because Nat Geo makes you out as you really... What is the status and when did it start?
Well, yeah, that's true. I think all of that's correct. And in some way, I do think that I am really one just because of circumstances over the years, you know, things that have pointed to it. And somehow in me, a personality at the least, what? Or, you know, something more, I don't know, but something like that. But I did see a movie in 1976 with my dad. It was called The Shaggy D.A.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my movie. That's my favorite movie. And I saw it in the theater, and I was into a bunch of dog stuff. I was like, a lot of kids were, you know, into something like horses or whatever. I was a dog nut, and I saw this movie, and when the dad in the movie, he changes into a big old English sheepdog. And something about that happening just made, you know, sense to me. I really started to get into it a whole lot. I was really affected by the movie, and it kind of became part of my personality to feel like I was canine. I guess I found a part of my personality starting with that movie.
If I had a machine that could turn you into a real dog right now, would you do it?
Well, at one time, I would be a four-legged dog and do, you know, everything that dogs would do. And I'd always like my intelligence to be there that I have now because it's something I have. I wouldn't want to lose it, something good. And, you know, my personality that I have mainly. But I would, you know, I would do it, but I would like maybe now I could see being on two legs, a type of like anthropomorphic dog.
I guess if they don't have mandatory neutering, it's all fine and good, right?
Yeah, that's right, Seth. Yeah, that's more or less what I'd like, and then I could do more things in the human world, and I'm kind of trying to be a bridge between bring some canine things to the human world a little bit.
I don't like the formalities of meeting women, and I always thought, you know, the dogs get right down to business. No one's following
him. He wants to know if he can,
can
smell ass.
Yes.
He wants to smell asses.
I want to smell asses, and I want to hump legs all day.
Well, I mean, dogs are, you know, yeah, that's right. Dogs are more open and direct about a lot of things. So that I don't know if those things would be that much fun.
Did the kids in school, did they make fun of you?
Yeah, because I found my personality and I was very open about it. So I went to school and I was barking to everybody, you know, I'm a dog. Not exactly just like that in the hall blurting it out. But I would draw pictures. I made, you know, like drew doodles of dogs all the time. And I was always doing that kind of stuff. And when somebody would ask me, then kids would say, you know, get me to do some kind of dog game, or that I was like I was transforming when I was in class, and they would get me to bark, and all, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it was fun, but I got teased for my differences. So
I want to know, do you have an actual dog, and what's that relationship like?
Well, I've had three dogs. I don't have a dog currently. I've had three. I had a mutt, collie mutt, a beagle, and an American Eskimo. who was my last dog, and he died in 2004. And I haven't replaced him or got, you know, gotten another, adopted another dog yet.
So, just like, what's your day like? Like when you wake up to the time you go to sleep, what do you do? Do you have a job? Do you go to work, or do you just wake up and sometimes you're all dog, and then sometimes you're all human, and then sometimes you're a combination? Or what do you do every day?
Well, I guess a standard kind of day, but I mean, as far as canine, I have a collar that I wear all the time.
Beauty.
I have, yeah. And I have a collar I wear. I have ears that are my hair, my fur that I put up to look like dog ears. I sometimes wear doggy shirts and scrubs and stuff like that. And I go out, I carry a squeaky toy, which is an actual dog toy that I carry around. And at times I have a paper costume that's made out of shredded paper. And it's a big sheepdog costume that I wear. And I go out in that occasionally when I want to feel closer to being a canine. For whatever reason, it's just like, hey, this is nice and the weather's good because it's paper. We have to have good weather. And so then I go out and see folks on the street and see their dogs when they're being walked. And
are your friends and family supportive?
Yeah, well, my mom and dad just knew about it because it's something that just was part of me. And so they were here all the time, you know. And my dad a little less so. My mom was okay with it. It took a long time for them, you know, them to call me Boomer. And then other relatives, that was a little harder because they don't get what it is. And I had problems with, you know, people thinking mental problems and other things like that. So I, you know, and my half-sister, I guess, is my worst enemy. Well, she really doesn't like me being a dog at all. That's a big problem.
Well, yeah.
Hold on, I got a question, Alan. Enough with your questions.
Now, like, when you eat, do you put your dish on the floor and eat on all fours? And, like, when you go to the bathroom, do you do it on the toilet or do you go outside and in the backyard?
Yeah, well, I do sometimes eat dog food. It's one of the things, like wearing the costume, where I actually do eat regular canned dog food. And I try to do it as authentically as possible and Beauty. From the floor. And I have a water dish. Of course, you always have to have water, fresh water for your dog. So I do that. But most of the time, I just eat regular human food. And as far as bathroom, just regular. I do it at like humans. Since I'm built like a human, I do it like a human.
I used to be an AM radio disc jockey. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was on...
Enough said.
I was on a radio station. I had my own basement radio station in high school.
Wow.
And I actually worked for a short time at a religious AM radio station. So I was in AM. Now I'm doing podcasting. And I called my show The Dog Station when I was on AM, too.
Wow. That's,
yeah. That's
pretty cool.
Now, can I make a suggestion, everyone? Can I make a suggestion?
All right.
Must you?
Boomer, you want to bridge the gap between dog and people, and I think that's brilliant. And I think you're on you definitely got a great idea, but you're on the wrong track. What you need to form the Church of the Dog. A house of dog worship, if you will. And you build the building, brick and mortar, you get the donations, and people can study the ways of the dog. It's not so much the physical aspects of doing what a dog does. It's being in the dog's state of mind. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, well, I think so. I don't know if people have talked about it being like a religion. And
yes.
Not, you know, necessarily that, but they've said, you know, this sounds like an interesting thing you could teach people, maybe.
Yes.
And I like that. Yeah, I mean, I really do like the ways of the canines, like the virtues that dogs have. And that's what I'm trying to do is put it together and bring a little bit more, you know, in. And I think that's something I can do for others because it's all like about me being a dog, but this is something I can actually maybe promote or teach as some kind of thing. I don't know about a church, though. It seems like that's pretty formal.
It could be something else. Maybe a school, the School of Dog Teachings.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be an interesting idea. Maybe one day, I don't know. Maybe I'll write a book or something.
And you're trying to change your name. You've been turned down twice.
That's wrong, though.
Yeah, that is wrong.
This is America. This is America.
Well, let me give you...
If you want to change your name, why should you even have to go to a judge? That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You should be able to name yourself anything you want. What kind of... Where is the freedom? Where is
exactly.
there anything?
Well, in 2010 in Eugene, Oregon, Captain Awesome changed his name to Captain Awesome. Also, there was the guy who had his band, the Dan Miller Experience, so he changed his name to the Dan Miller Experience. Some guy changed his name to Wiserman Always 50. I mean, these are pretty bizarre names. I don't understand why you're being denied Boomer the Dog, especially since it is you.
That's something that's interesting about Pennsylvania's laws. They really don't have a good track record for unusual name changes. And I was going by name change books and things that were written on the net and a book that I got, that it was pretty easy. Even if you had an unusual name, the book kind of says, well, it's up to you. You bear the responsibilities when you get that, of what the name causes, if it's good or bad or whatever. Yeah. And so they were like, usually judges, usually courts are in favor of your personal, ideas of changing it. So I didn't put a lot of effort. I try to keep my petition really simple. I didn't put a lot of examples in there. I just barked that my dad changed his name. You know, he Americanized his name years ago.
You barked that in court? You barked that? That might have something to do with it. Listen, we're running out of time. I want to give people the website. It's boomerthedog.net. Boomerthedog.net, of course, everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. And we're going to be checking in with you to find out how this goes, buddy, okay?
Oh, that'll be great. I'd like to let you know about all the, future.
He's a regular now, Hal.
You're a regular. You're on the payroll now.
Sure, I'd like to, anytime.
Hang tight there for a second, Boomer. We're going to head to the phones. We want to know what you think. 1-866-405-8405.
I'll tell you what's funny. I think I got a little dog in me, too, sometimes, because when I get mad, and I can't believe I'm even telling you this, I've been known to show my teeth and growl. I did it in a store last week. And the guy just turned around and looked at me. And you know what? He got out of my way. It works.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.